I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could make it here this Friday. You know, if you watch a lot of cable, you may think that the only story right now is Trump and his lawyers, but we know you come here because there is so much more than that going on out there. So we start today with Syria. If you spent any time following the news out of Syria, you've probably heard of the White Helmets, the Syrian search and rescue group. They've won all kinds of praise internationally for their humanitarian work in Syria's civil war. Since 2013, the State Department has been funding the White Helmets. The group's official name is the Syrian Civil Defense. But the Trump administration has put that funding on hold. CBS News broke the story this week. We have the world's Middle East correspondent, Richard Hall, on the line to explain what's going on. So tell us about this decision to stop funding the White Helmets, Rich. What have you heard from the State Department?
They told me that they are reviewing all current Syria assistance programs. That includes support for the White Helmets at the president's request. That means President Donald Trump has asked them to review all funding that the U.S. gives for Syria. We already know about one freeze. Back in March, Trump asked for a freezing of around $200 million. That was for stabilization programs like getting the water back on running and electricity and rebuilding areas formerly held by ISIS.
You also talked with a spokesman for the White Helmets. How concerned are they about losing this funding?
They seem to be doing a bit of damage limitation. They were trying to play it down because I think they're very concerned that the review won't come out in their favor. But behind the scenes, they are very concerned that this will affect their operations. The U.S. has provided some $33 million in support to the White Helmets, so it's obviously a huge backer of its work. And that this is under threat is obviously very concerning for them.
Yeah, it sounds, even though they're trying to spin it, could be a really big game changer for them.
Yeah, they do have other sources of funding. They get private donations. They get funding from other countries. The UK, for example, gives quite a hefty bit of money. But this is obviously a huge chunk of change, $33 million so far, and that will definitely affect their work.
So, Rich, for people who don't know about the White Helmets and maybe haven't seen the award-winning documentary about them, remind us, what do they do exactly?
They basically fill a gap in these rebel-held areas for the emergency services. In the government-run areas, they have the emergency services. Rebel-held areas, there aren't these services, so the White Helmets kind of step in. They're called the Syrian Civil Defense. And what they do is whenever an airstrike hits a building, they will be the first responders. They'll run into the buildings, they'll pull out bodies, they'll pull out survivors, rush them to hospital. And they also film all of their rescues. So part of their efforts, that they're saving lives, but they're also trying to document what's happening in Syria with these airstrikes and the attacks on civilians there.
As you know, the Syrian government and its Russian patrons have accused the White Helmets of being, at best, a hoax and even having links with extremist groups. I know others have even charged their affront for Assad to show kind of his human face about collateral damage. What is the reality, though?
The reality is that these narratives have been pushed by the Russian government and Russian media. They've largely been debunked. They're often kind of these shaky videos where people try to accuse them of collaborating with or working alongside extremists. And the reason for this is, like I mentioned, they document attacks as well. So they're not just rescuing people. They're filming and showing the world what's happening in Syria, showing the effects of these bombs from the Syrian and Russian government. So, yeah, there is a definite campaign against them, and I speak to them about this, and they say, we try not to concentrate on that. We're focused on one thing, that's saving lives.
Bottom line, though, they are neutral first responders, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, they're neutral as you can be, I guess, when you're picking out bodies from buildings, dead bodies, the result of government airstrikes. They're obviously very angry at these airstrikes and the perpetrators. But, I mean, as far as being linked to extremists, they never pick up weapons. They're volunteers. They're just normal people who are trying to do some good. And this is a conflict where people say there are no good guys, and these guys were they were the only good guys in some people's eyes.
The world's Richard Hall in Beirut.